part of the evening. וחודר לתוך הלב אור גדול נותן, זה לא מה שאתה נותן.
רק אני תן לי, תן לי, תן לי.
מה שאתה רוכש, זה לא מה שאתה רוכש.
קופרת השתנה.
מה שאתה נושם, זה לא מה שאתה נושם.
Breathe, breathe up, breathe.
מה שאתה מקבל, לא מה שאתה מקבל. כי עכשיו, עכשיו, ממש עכשיו.
היום, מנתף.
מנתף.
חודר לתוך הלב אור גדול מכוון מתקן ונותן
עכשיו
אור עליון מכוון
מכוון
וחודר לתוך הלב
אור גדול ורואי, רואי, רואי, דבר עם האנשים פה.
עושה כולם את היד באוויר למעלה, מצד לצד כולם אחד פועל את הסטיילה. כולם את היד באוויר למעלה, נהיה כאן אל אחד, נהיה כאן עד הלילה. כל המדינות וכל האנשים, בלי קשר לדעת לצבע לעסקים המדומים, כולם רוצים להיות מאושרים, לדעת שהכל התחבא והאורית מלא ורק החברים. אז זה הוא יו,
הוא יו.
שעכשיו ישר יכול להיות הפוך
turn it upside down
מה שנראה רחוק יכול להיות
giving it closer closer מה שנשמע מוזר פתאום ישמע מוכר
מקום שנראה חשוך
ומקום שנראה חשוך יכול להפוך להיות מואר כי עכשיו אור עליון מלטף
מלטף
לכולכם איזה ערב מיוחד ומרגש ושמח ומלא מלא מלא ניצוצות של אהבה.
Good evening everyone. There are tons and tons of sparks of love here. Take a seat everyone. We're going to sit down and we have an amazing night right now, so let's all take our seats. There will be many more songs. Afterwards, as I said, there will be many more songs and we'll be happy and singing.
Go, go,
quickly, the last ones, and let's begin. So again, good evening. My name is Noah, and mine is Yaniv. And we are very excited right now. We're very happy to see everyone here, all of you together. We are here in order to celebrate that spiritual spark, that special feeling that lifts us above the day-to-day, you know, routine and the day-to-day race, and awakens in us questions that we may never have asked, like where it all comes from, where it's all going, and what's the meaning of life, really? So now we have an opportunity to collect all those sparks, spiritual sparks, and connect them all together. Because this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah does. So what we're going to do now, let's take 5 seconds, just 5 seconds. In those 5 seconds, we are inviting you to introspect, look into yourselves, and try to find that point, that special feeling, that curious spiritual feeling. Try to find it. Take 5 seconds.
And now, let's do a little exercise. Each one will turn to the friend next to him or her this evening, and let's tell one another, what is the spiritual spark for me?
What's important is that everyone speaks from the heart, just shares in the most straightforward way what it means to me, this spiritual spark, that special feeling that goes a little higher than the day-to-day life, that opens up in us, that awakens in us some question that's not related to our daily lives, but to something more internal and higher and deeper.
What is the spiritual spark? You know, whenever we speak of the spiritual spark, it reminds me of the word home. I remember saying it also in that program, Senka's program, that the first sensation, the first time I felt something connected with the spark, that later I understood it's called the spark, is I felt there was a calling from home. I came home and I wanted to do everything in my power to come back home, and that's how I felt when I came to the group for the first time. I saw friends like you, this warm feeling of coming home. That's where I want to be.
Right. I really resonate with that inner calling, that spiritual spark, is that inner voice that calls you.
And now, if you didn't have a chance to change, now's the time, change.
And it tells you that there is something beyond everything we see with our eyes and hear with our ears, above everything we see is the world around us, and really waits to be revealed. It is this root of this one soul that every person should eventually discover.
What is that spark, that yearning, that question? You know, ever since I remember myself, I remember I had these surreal questions to my parents about my life. That's a spark.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Dani, Sivan.
Good evening. It's very exciting to see so many friends here and hear one big family. We're also a family, a part of a great family. Sivan and I are a couple. I've been studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Thank you. We're studying the wisdom together. We evolve in it. I'm studying over 13 years.
I've been learning the wisdom of Kabbalah for 10 years. The truth is, I started learning the wisdom of Kabbalah on our first date. And since then, I've felt how meaningful it is for life. We got married, had three kids.
The applause is for the grandmothers who watch after them.
And it's a privilege to raise kids in this spirit of togetherness. And part of our togetherness is playing music.
Yeah, we're both musicians, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, as you saw in this Congress, is full of music. One of the most special things are the nigunim, the melodies that Baal Shem Tov left for us. He simply wrote these melodies where he just introduces a spiritual force into the melody, and you can feel this force as it works on your heart. And we'll play this melody called Hine Kachomer, like clay. So let's feel our hearts as clay and the melody entering it and sculpting that clay.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gila. I'm here with my son. We are from the Point in the Heart in Tel Aviv. I'm very excited. This is my first Congress. I'm filled with inspiration, excitement. So excuse me if my voice may quiver a little bit, tremble a little bit. I want to tell you what Kabbalah is for me. Thoughts about the meaning of life and what it is have been with me since I was a child, since I remember myself, since I was able to hold any kind of conversation, internal or external, because it wasn't, you know, legitimate, it wasn't practical to have this kind of conversation. So these thoughts have been with me forever, but my amazing sons, kids, you know, gave me meaning to life. I'm also I heal people, I treat them. So that also gave it meaning. But finally, I realized that there was a name to these contemplations. It's called point in the heart. And here it's legitimate to think, to ask, to doubt. It's fine. So last year, I was here at the Congress, and this amazing son of mine begged me to come. He pleaded with me to come. Every Friday he would come and tell me how amazing it is. It was annoying how excited he was. But I decided to come to see. I came here, and a month later, I was registered to the campus, and here I am. It is a completely different experience. It's amazing. And I have to say two things. First of all, the change my son has been through is unbelievable. I think it's an amazing gift. I raised him. I give him so much. And he gave me such a huge present. I don't think there's a mother who wouldn't take this present from her mother to see him make this internal change with such beautiful products. I'm speechless. I can't say anything other than thank you. But I'm going to let him speak. I could talk forever.
I'm also very excited. It's a great privilege to return something to a mother that raised me all my life, to return such a gift. The connection between us was always something very strong, very powerful. It was without words. But the moment we both arrived on this path, the depth, the words, the common language we received is something indescribable. It's so powerful. It's so rich. It adds another layer to life, great joy and a feeling of great privilege that was given to us to feel what does it mean to have a meaning in life. I will conclude by saying that I wish everyone to find their place and for everyone to enjoy their place. And thank you, everyone here. This is something outstanding.
It's just amazing. It's unbelievable. The minute you start learning the wisdom of Kabbalah and you discover this beautiful thing, you just want to pass it on to the people you really love, to your family, to your friends. The problem is that sometimes you have this huge desire to pass it on to the friend, except the friend doesn't really understand what you're trying to say. So let's see the theater guys and what they can say about it.
Oh, what's up?
Oh man, haven't seen you in a long time. Where have you been?
What, you forgot? World Kabbalah Convention.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. I forgot. People coming from all over. How's it going?
Listen, it's amazing. It's a bomb.
Really?
I told you about Kabbalah.
Yeah, you told me.
Listen, I just by chance I have the last invitation.
What is it?
For the open evening tomorrow. It's the last one.
No, listen, really. Bro. Listen, I don't get this thing. I want to understand, but really, it's not for me. Bro, it's not for me. I'm not clever.
What do you mean clever?
No, I don't get it. You sent me clips, books, whatever. I just don't get it.
I'm sorry. My bad. Maybe I confused you with all the movies. All the
clips. Can you just tell it to me in
simply,
simple way?
On one foot, one leg.
Because I'm not getting any of it.
The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is really explaining the simplest thing to you. It explains how to see the world through 10 sefirot. Everything is 10 sefirot. That's it.
That's all of Kabbalah?
That's all of it.
Okay. I got that. I got everything.
Everything.
Thank you, bro. Now everything's in order. 10 sefirot, no problem. I get it. 10 sefirot, you know this. 10 sefirot, no problem.
Listen,
thank you, bro.
It's always correct. Except for one small nuance. It's tiny.
What?
Look, just for general knowledge, you know.
Uh-huh.
Each sefirah in the 10 sefirot also divides into 10.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. No,
just super knowledge,
hold
general
it.
Knowledge.
You have 10 plus 10, and that's it? That's the 10. End of it? That's all Kabbalah?
That's the whole wisdom.
So you have 100?
Except for the state of where we have 6 spherot sometimes.
What 6? What are you talking about? Don't confuse me, bro.
No, it's Zeranpin.
Who's Zeranpin?
Zeranpin includes 6 spherot. When Ga, which is first 3, corresponding to the first 9, includes 3. It depends on invert relationship between light and vessels.
Egal, you're messing me up. Just give it to me straight.
Simple.
Just tell me in a few words. What are you talking about? What are these numbers for?
On one leg. Very simple.
I'm not getting you. I don't get it.
Listen. You have 365 attendants and 248 sparks. Together, it's 620 desires that you spread through all the states A, B, C to the purpose of creation that spreads out from 125 degrees all the way to Atzilut. And all this is in 7 billion people who are not people. There are 600,000 souls who is Adam, one single Adam Rishon.
Iga, look, bro, I'm telling you, I'm not getting it. This is way over my head. One Adam Rishon. How did you get to one Adam Rishon? Who's Adam Rishon?
It's confused you. I know. I'm sorry. Adam Rishon is... It's the last generation.
What's the connection to the generation? It's a person.
It's the same. It's all inside.
Inside where?
Inside your photographic machine right here.
What?
That's later. You'll get it later. Just lower your head. You'll get all the lights. Everything will take you forward. You'll flow. You'll sign up to the semester.
Bro, I gotta go.
You coming?
See you later. No, bro. Look. Forget it. It's not for me. I'm not getting it.
You
bro,
still don't get
this
it?
Is not for
you
me.
Still don't get it? You know what's the problem? You lack it. I'm patient.
No. I got it. I got
it.
Sure,
got it?
Of course. Yeah, no problem. I'll come tomorrow at 6:30. No problem.
The small thing here, you know, with like the 10 sefirot, the one who gets a ticket receives extra 3 tickets. Just give it to your friends.
I don't have any friends. When will I get them? When will I see them?
They don't understand. I'll come to explain to them.
No, don't tell me.
I'll explain to them.
Bro, they get it. It's not like they don't get it. They get it. I'll bring them over.
For sure
I'll get them.
You're sure? If not, I'm coming to explain. No, just tell me something. Where do you live? What area? Just
Tel Aviv. Next to the center.
Listen, so your area from now on is the center from Arlosov Street down to South Tel Aviv. Just by chance, I have one last box of invitations. Take it. You're in charge of that area. Just hand it out. Listen.
Bro, they don't get any of it.
That's it. It's Arvut. Or you explain to them, or one who doesn't understand drills a hole in the boat and I come to explain to everyone separately.
Don't explain nothing. Just give me the box. I'll explain it. I'll tell them all.
It's very simple. Ten sefirot, bro.
לפעמים מתחמק, לפעמים לא מוזכר.
היי, שלום, אני סימה דוכן, מה העניינים, מה קורה?
Hello, I'm סימה דוכן, how you doing? We are in rehearsals for a show. We're coming to the Congress, to the 2018 Congress. I'm all excited. We're going to sing together. Woo! I have been with Arkady. Arkady was the first to find in the wisdom of Kabbalah a lot of, you know, contentment and light. I had my own objections, but after some time, I was just taken captive by this wisdom. Those who know me know that I'm pretty much in love with Rav Leitman. I think he's a revolutionary because in the last few years, he speaks only about togetherness and just unfounded love and how much you have to see the other. And it really moves me every time anew. Good evening, I'm Sima, and I'm really excited to be here and see all of you, this special audience. Really, my heart is pounding. I want to tell you about the song I'm going to sing with my husband, Arkady. That's from the disc September. It's called Love. I want to tell you about the day when we recorded this song. It was at home. There was a whole mess at home. The kids were shouting. I couldn't understand Arkady. Arkady couldn't understand me. There was a whole mess. And for a moment, I went up, because upstairs is our studio, recording studio, and Jacques was there in Arcadia, and suddenly I heard this melody, beautiful melody, and the words just took me, the words that say that love will win, and only love will melt the ice in our hearts. And how important is it that we love each other and think about each other, only good things. And I was just captivated, taken captive by this song, and I'm going to sing the chorus, and you'll hear it in a minute. I hope you will be touched by it and remember that there's nothing like the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there's no one like Rav Leitman, of course.
Everybody's searching for love. Mostly they're engaged in themselves. And that's why love is something concealed.
אהבה אמיתית זה דחף לתת חשוך שם בדרך אל האמת רק עד שנחף מצורך וטוב שנסבול עד ממש מסבל של קרוב ניפול ונקום בסוף נלמד לאהוב מה את אומרת? סימה
איך אתה מגלה מי הנותן ומי הלוקח בסופו של דבר זה מעל עצמך אהבה לא תלויה בעצבות או שמחה איך אתה מגלה מי הנותן ומי הלוקח אתה לא תדע אם זה נחבר או מתלקח בסוף תגלה
כולם בחיפוש אחר אהבה לרוב עסוקים בעצמם ולכן אהבה זה כל כך כל כך נסתר לפעמים מתחמק לפעמים לא מוזמן אהבה אמיתית זה דחף לתת חשוך שם בדרך אל האמת רק עד שניחף מצורך בטוב שנסבול עד ממש מסבל של קרוב ניפול ונקום בסוף נלמד לאהוב איך אתה מגנה מי הנותן ומי הלוקח
Until I was 14, I didn't know I was Jewish. I knew I had meaning, but I need to find something that would be only in Israel. From that moment, I decided I had to come to Israel. No one understood it. My family, no one understood. Again, I didn't know I was Jewish until I was 14. I felt like I needed meaning and that I have to find something that exists only in Israel. From that moment, I decided I had to come to Israel. No one understood it. My family, no one got it. Why are you leaving? You have a good job. Everything is so good here. Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving here? Within me, I felt that this was the only thing that I have to do in life. If I don't do this, it's all worthless. I left the warm sun of Brazil, and I came to the cold day and cold rainy day in Jerusalem. I came to Israel alone, without a family. I didn't know what this place was, but suddenly it was familiar. It's like the first time I saw my husband. I heard his voice and I said, I know this voice. I never seen him, but I know his voice. You feel like it belongs. Today I have a home in Israel. I have two amazing daughters, an amazing husband. I built a home in Israel. Like I sing the kids' songs. You know, we have a country, we have a home, and it's all thanks to them. Thanks to those people who came to me and gave without asking, without, you know, thinking what's missing, what's not missing. They just came and wanted to love. There's no place like Israel. Good evening. I want to tell you how I got here. One night, I was totally powerless at home. After just being in Israel for a short time, I sat on the couch and I sat and I started zapping on the remote control, and I hit this unfamiliar channel and I saw Rav and the group. By chance. And there I saw in his eyes and in his voice something I didn't see anywhere else. In all of my searches through every religion and every place in the world that I went, I saw it only in him, in his eyes. What I was looking for. The truth. After some time, not a long time, I realized that it was the point in the heart. It doesn't really matter where you came from, who is your father, who is your mother, what family you have, how you grew up. This point has nothing to do with language. It doesn't have a skin color. It doesn't have a country. This point has only one thing. The language of love. You can look around. You have people next to you who come from every language. You look on the screens and you see the same thing. What we have here is a common language. And if we have a song, a common song, it is a song, the sound of the points in our hearts, the connecting hearts of the friends. Throughout these searches, there were also friends who were looking for the same thing, the same answers. One of them is sitting here next to me. We've been friends since childhood. We really are. Since we were 13 or 14 years old. We were searching together for this path. And when I found it, I immediately connected to him and said, bro, I found it. I got it. This is it. He said, no way. No, I'm not going anywhere else. I'm not going where you're going. This isn't your dreams. But we connected around it, and we were singers together in Brazil. We went through a long time together. And I couldn't believe that one day I'd be able to sit here in front of 7,000 people in Israel. And we would be speaking about that love, that point in the heart. And I want you to know Danilo.
Can I? I suppose I have to speak in Portuguese, right?
לדבר בפורטוגזית, כן. Fala.
Okay. Bom,
טוב.
Eu me lembro como fosse ontem.
אני זוכר את זה כמו שזה, כאילו היה אתמול.
Recebi uma mensagem.
שקיבלתי את המסר.
Internet.
באינטרנט.
I remember as if it was yesterday. I received the message online from an old friend of mine. She said, Danilo, I married a Kabbalist. I didn't quite understand what it's supposed to mean, but I wanted to understand what's this thing all about. And from that moment on, the story of my life had changed. I was a very lonely child. I kept to myself. And loneliness can come specifically when you're surrounded by many people. And I was always surrounded with many people. But it would never fulfill me.
And
on my path, I always try to understand, what is that pain inside? Why doesn't it let me go? And then I understood it's the point in the heart. I understood what hurts deep inside. It was the point in the heart that was hurting. I started to search that which I need to be happy, to be content. I'm really grateful to the Creator for this dear friend that the Creator placed in my heart, her and her husband, like a safe haven for me. Through this couple, I got to know a great family, and my heart is here. This family that spreads from here throughout the entire world. It's made of people who are so different. And different cultures, different religions, different races, but very connected by love. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for you for being here. This is a song that I will sing with Gianni. We prepared it with a lot of love. But excuse me, forgive me if I'm getting a little excited. We see, you know, it looks like 10,000 people from up here. And although I have a professional career, I sang before hundreds and thousands of people in Brazil on television and in huge concerts. I'm sitting here and I'm trembling like a flag waving in the wind. It's not a usual state. We have points in the heart that are looking at us. And this song is called Break the Head. It speaks about the feeling we're incomplete, because the part that's missing in order to complete us is in the friend next to you.
puzzle.
De mim. Difícil explicar, mas é isso que eu sei.
Só me sinto completo quando estou aqui.
Difícil explicar, mas é isso que eu sei.
De mim.
Difícil explicar, mas é isso que eu sei. Oh, não. Só me sinto completo quando estou aqui. Difícil explicar, mas é isso que eu sei.
Hello, dear Israel.
My name is Felipe. I'm from Valparaíso in Chile. The truth is, it was a big effort to come here. I came with my wife and with my future baby. We traveled more than 14,000 kilometers. Almost 24 hours of traveling.
mucho, lo deseábamos con todo el corazón.
But the truth is, we so wanted it from the bottom of our hearts. Because the truth is, to come to Israel is a dream. There is an incredible atmosphere here with feelings that you cannot explain. The truth is, I feel that the point in the heart just opens up more and more every time I come here from the warmth of the friends here. Because of this atmosphere of concern and avut and love for one another, this is the people of Israel that we all want. And we really want to look into each other's eyes and feel the love and the joy. Regardless of the distance, if it took me 4 days, what counts is that here we can do this with each other. We can achieve this thing. There we feel that the point in the heart is burning and pounding, because the love in our hearts, there is no distance. It covers and bridges everything. I love you so much, you great Israel.
Buonasera amici.
Good evening, friends. I'm Claudia from the Young Group in Italy. This is my first time in Israel. I want to thank each and every one of you for every smile you give, every embrace, and every thought. Because you made me feel at home. And a part of this amazing family. My friends asked me to share in this yeshiva, this gathering. But I'm just trembling with excitement. But we have to learn to annul ourselves for the love of the friend. There's a room here full of friends who support me. There's a friend here next to me that supports me. Because we understood that without the friends, we are nothing. We are incapable, incapacitated. We're a nation that wanders, but we have a goal, a single goal, and that is to reach Him. So tonight I would like to tell you from the deepest point in my heart, to ignite all the points in your heart, to connect all your souls, because in each friend there's a part in our soul, and to walk together to a single goal. Because we understood that only in this environment, only in this place, we can change. We can change the I to we. And perhaps even change the world, L'chaim.
Okay, so we discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah, and so that it's the most amazing thing that can be. And we invited our parents and our brothers and sisters and cousins, and then we moved on to the neighbors. We invited the neighbors, even the neighbors' pets. We invited everyone. At some point, we saw that we had no choice. We have to go out to the parks and invite people in the parks, people whom we don't know.
Good evening, ma'am. Oh, I can smell the meat. He must be some great cook. Is that your first bite, ma'am? Why am I asking? Because I read in some article, scientific article of integral scientists, that after the first bite, the pleasure diminishes. According to the scientists. And more, they say that with each and every bite, the pleasure gradually disappears. According to those integral scientists. And gradually you reach a sense of satiation that your vessel fills, the pleasure disappears, and in truth you're eating mechanically, but it's like chewing rubber or some tasteless and scentless weed, just expending calories on chewing without any meaning and any pleasure, and you have nothing, like, it's a shame. It's a shame. That's what the scientists say. And more, they say, ma'am, it's very interesting, this article, you should read it. They say that afterwards, it makes you think deeper. You start to ask yourself, then what for? What do we need all this meat for, and the standing in line, and the registers, and the parking lots, and bringing it here to the park, and carry it, and prepare the meat, and waste your time? What for? What for? For some momentarily, temporary, fleeting pleasure? What for? And I see that you're responding nicely. What's even more interesting is that tomorrow is going to be the same. They investigated it very deeply. And also the day after tomorrow, and you ask yourself, why would I get up tomorrow? And the day after tomorrow, when my children and my grandchildren, and I'll send you the link, they're saying, if you're taking all the pleasures you had in your life and you put them on one hand, you see this tiny morsel? Nothing. This is zero of pleasures. And you compare it to the mountain of suffering, of investment, of infinite suffering, everything you invested for this nothing. This brings you a very interesting insight, ma'am. You're asking yourself, why was I born? It's nice, huh? Why was I born? And then really they say, all this is only the beginning. All these descents are nothing, really. Bottom line, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's compared to the great descents that you will have after the barrier. And they promise it to us, the Kabbalists. Very nice, ma'am. You know what? Is Owen here? Owen, I have a client for you. I have a friend here.
Hey, how you doing? Where are you from?
She needs a book.
Where are you from in Israel?
Tel Aviv.
Great. Do you happen to live by the center?
That's your area.
Beautiful. That's my zone. Now listen up. Take one of these tomorrow at 6:30. You come. It'll be awesome. You got the idea in general?
No.
Eagle, can you explain it to her?
I'll explain to you. Listen.
No.
Let me explain to you. Man.
No. He explains beautifully, though. Gives the answers to life, you know, from 16 or before you ask. So what? Why are you here? What are you doing here?
I'm asking. I'm tearing my hair out. What do they want from me? What do I need to do here? What for? Another morning to get up, to do something, to obtain, to get money, to eat. What?
And then one night I was sitting there and just... This was... The apex of... It was just the apex of emptiness. And I met Baal HaSulam.
That he's speaking to me, to my innermost place. That no psychologist, no therapist, no partner, no sister, no mother, they never identified that point.
Now you could live your whole life and die so easily without meeting this unbelievable thing that I've met, that I had a huge privilege to meet.
I suddenly feel that there's this force. It's not words, it's something intellectual. You feel it this way, very clearly. There's a force in reality that I called it love. Suddenly I felt that it's here. It's a very simple thing. You suddenly feel that you can love someone.
Israel. זה קל אם אתה במעגל כל פעם שמגיע גל תפוס אותו בידיים
אל תעזוב אותו
שלב ידיים ורוב זה קל אם אתה במעגל כל פעם שמגיע גל
תפוס אותו תפוס אותו
ידיים ורוב זה קל לא צריך להיות לבד פה קרוב למעגל נשלב ידיים
כי חושך זה חוסר קשר בינינו ואור זה להרגיש את כולם דאגה זה איך לצאת מעצמנו מעולם בודד אין עולם נעלם לאור זה קל
אם אתה במעגל
תפוס אותו
כל פעם שמגיע גל
חזק חזק
תפוס אותו בידיים
If
בלונדון איזו שהיא כיכר לי כותבת קצת קר עכשיו מתי אתה בא מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם כבר לבד אז שיהיה בתנועה שנתחמם שלא נקפל שלא נשתגע מיליוני אנשים לבד אם כבר לבד אז שיהיה בתנועה שנתחמם שלא נקפל שלא נשתגע
זה משתנה אבל לאט ומשנה כל כך מעט איפה אני ואיפה את לא קרה בראש
ואולי את בכלל לא אמיתית ושיקטי כשקר ושאיפת לך מתי אני בא כי מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם כבר לבד אז שיהיה בטוח שנתחמר שלא נגבר שלא נשתגע מיליוני אנשים לבד
What can I say? I came here frozen, my heart was frozen, my body was frozen, my mind was frozen, everything was frozen. And gradually I warmed up. I don't know why, I don't know how. There is a special power here. And every word that I might try to say will be redundant. Sometimes there's just no room for words. Although these words I'm going to sing now came thanks to a special force. Zamigalan wrote them, and I think this is the best thing I can say.
מקיף אותך סביב ולא נשאר אוויר במפרשים ואם הלב שבור לרסיסים דווקא אז פתאום רואים ואם העודף אותך בצל
Yeah. Amen.